USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. The article of impeachment against Donald Trump for inciting insurrection at the U.S. Capitol is being delivered to the Senate at this hour. Senators will be sworn in tomorrow. The president's legal team will have 1 week to respond. Trial is set to begin on February 9th. President Joe Biden is recommitting to U.S. manufacturing. He signed an executive order this afternoon at the White House that directs the federal government to increase its purchases of American-made goods, remove loopholes from existing policy, and help the nation's struggling manufacturing industry.
Today, I'm taking the first steps in my larger Build Back Better recovery plan that invests in American workers, unions, and businesses up and down the supply chain.
About 540,000 factory jobs have been lost since last February. President Biden also repealed the ban on transgender Americans serving in the U.S. military. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were several things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
COVID restrictions in California, the state with the most infections in the country, are easing.
Effective immediately, all the regions in the state of California, call there are five regions that we have defined when we established our stay-at-home order last month. All regions effective immediately are no longer in the stay-at-home order.
Governor Gavin Newsom announced the relaxed restrictions this afternoon. Some businesses like hair salons and restaurants can reopen. The state has had 3.1 million COVID infections. Dominion Voting Systems is suing Rudy Giuliani for defamation. The suit filed today seeks more than $1.3 billion in damages. Giuliani is Donald Trump's personal attorney who has led efforts to spread claims of voter fraud. Conservatives have blamed the company's machines for Trump's defeat, and Giuliani has claimed the company conspired to flip votes to President Joe Biden. Dominion alleges that Giuliani conspired to promote a false narrative about the election. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A major winter storm is blasting the Midwest, some places seeing over a foot of snow. The National Weather Service says the snow could stretch from central Kansas all the way northeast to Chicago and southern Michigan. The storm has closed coronavirus testing and vaccine sites, schools, and businesses. Officials are urging drivers to stay off the roads unless absolutely necessary. Meanwhile, the San Francisco Bay Area is under flash flood watches. President Biden's sweeping changes to immigration policy might not get far. Here's USA Radio's Dan Naraki.
President Biden has made immigration reform a priority in his first days in office, sending Congress a proposal that would create a path to citizenship for an estimated 11 million people illegally in the country. That proposal is already drawing pushback from Senate Republicans. Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton says the president's proposal is dead on arrival. He tells Fox News there won't be much support for a measure that hurts American workers.
The bill that Joe Biden sent last week, I think, will be dead on arrival. It's far to the left of any immigration bill the Congress has considered. It would flood the labor markets with millions of unskilled migrants, whether they're here presently as illegal aliens or they're rushing to the border now. That would be terrible for working-class Americans, taking their jobs away or driving their wages down.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
President Biden's personal doctor is the new White House physician. Dr. Kevin O'Connor also served as Biden's White House physician when he was vice president. He's been Biden's doctor since 2009. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.